Time to get into it, guys. It is Friday. It is the end of the week. Jimmy, Nath, Abby on the airwaves. Oh, no, it's just you and I. Just you and I for a Friday. God, I've had a few different installments of the Jimmy, Nath and Abby team this week, haven't I? It's been a hodgepodge week.
So Monday, Jimmy, Nath and Abby.
Yep.
Tuesday, Jimmy and Nath.
Yep.
Wednesday, Nath and Abby.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, Jimmy, Nath and Abby.
Yep.
Friday, Jimmy and Nath.
Yeah, exactly. So I need to start labelling you guys because you're bloody coming in and out and I'm getting confused who's who.
To be fair, this is radio. We are identical.
You are identical in every single way.
Yep. There's no way to tell the difference.
No, there honestly is no way to tell the difference. Like, if I close my eyes, say something.
Hello, it's me, Abby.
See? I mean, I know it's you because it's you. But if Abby was here, if she had just walked in for that.
You wouldn't have known.
So am I boring you?
No, I'm sorry. I'm just doing socials.
Sorry.
Sorry.
I thought you might have.
No, so here at the Jimmy Nath Show, Nath pushes the button. Sometimes Nath has to look for stuff or whatever.
Mm.
And I'll just keep talking because I know he's busy doing something, but you probably don't know on the radio. And then I'll be doing socials, so Nath keeps talking.
Sorry.
But sometimes we both do it at the same time. We look up and go, oh shit, no one said anything.
I'll be like, oh yeah, Jim will pick it up from here as I search.
I'll be like, Nate's got this if I look down. It's been a big week. And
yeah.
And more stuff on the way. Nathan and I are back tomorrow.
Yeah, Saturday morning, and Sunday.
7 to 9 and Sunday 7 to 9 in the morning. So more of Jimmy and Nate for you. And look, I don't want to give too much away, but there's some big stuff happening this weekend.
Some huge stuff on the way. I mean, we'll tell you more on our weekend, but if you do listen to us on the weekend.
You're going to win $10,000.
$10,000 up for grabs thanks to Budget Car Rental. You'll find out more on the weekend. On the way, though, the push-up domino. Pretty much this time last week, we needed 3,144 push-ups to be completed when we were in Melbourne. That amount was completed. You're going to hear how it all played out down at Melbourne Park for our push-up domino. Very, very... Ray, 070 Shake Escapism, the song. Jimmy, Nath, Abby on the airwaves. Time for another Oz Made, guys. And very lucky Abby Chatfield. She caught up with Spacey Jane earlier in the week. Four-piece indie rock band from beautiful Fremantle in WA. You've got Ashton, Caleb, Kieran and Pepper. They are all a part of this. You're going to hear a live performance right from fresh off from the Oz Made stage. But first, here is Abby catching up with the guys from Spacey Jane.
Hell yeah. Got Spacey Jane here. We've got Pepper and Caleb. How are you guys going?
Great, so thanks. Good, thank you.
I'm thrilled to have you here. I was saying before, I'm a fake fan, I feel. I'm like the deepest of fans, but the fakest of fans because I only listen to your music on vinyl.
Damn. I just wanted to get that in.
I know. Very cultured.
Yeah.
So cultured, like not into Spotify, more into like just listen to the music. But because of that, I know the words, no, the names of any of the songs. So I feel like a bit like...
Unbelievable. Frankly.
I know. Mm. Usually I could be like, oh, like the lyric from this song, I can, but I'm just going to go, I love all your shit,
Thank you.
Yeah.
A nice generalization.
You know what? Yeah, it doesn't seem fake at all. Doesn't seem like I haven't done my research at all. It's like the opposite. It's like I love you guys too much
yeah.
that I do you guys into a box, you know?
I mean, I definitely, growing, like having CDs in the car when I first got my license, it's the same thing. I didn't really know what the songs were called.
No.
I think.
Because you're too in the moment.
The back of the CD and
you're not going to do that if you're enjoying it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Or you're driving.
Totally.
Yeah.
So we were also talking before we started the interview, and I said, shut up, stop talking, when I was yelling at you both, about writing music in general. So the vinyl I listened to is Sunlight, your first album. And we were joking about, like, what does it sound like? And I was like, just, like, kind of sad. And I think it's interesting to think about, because I realized that the music that I like is all mainly really sad, really depressing, horny, or like about being in love.
Mm.
Do you think you can write music about anything that isn't one of those three categories?
Maybe kids, like the Wiggles do a pretty good job of talking about other stuff, like cars and fruit salad and things like that.
So true.
So maybe certain genres. I said this in an interview the other day where I think for me it's like the most accessible feelings when you go digging around your brain a little bit are the big ones, which are usually the shitty ones, the sad ones, I think. And also... it's just way easier to make that sound beautiful and dramatic, I think. It's versus, I'm not really sure how to write in a way that seems really joyful and happy and then also sincere.
Mm.
Not to say that I'm not happy either.
Okay.
Like, I'm cool.
Okay.
It's chill.
Tell your therapist that.
I do.
I'm having the best time. ever. Yeah. Do you ever write a song and think needs a bit more mayo on it, needs a bit more drama to the lyrics? You're saying it isn't dramatic enough sometimes and you're like, not sad enough.
Yeah. No, I try to make it less dramatic sometimes.
Oh,
I
really?
Think. Well, yeah, because it can sound a little bit unhinged, like when you just say something that's like really raw. I think you're something you present them in a little, sort of package them in a more friendly way.
Do you think
listener
so?
Friendly way. Listener friendly way. I mean, I'm not sure if that's like right, but that's definitely something that I think about.
And do you change the way you write depending on if you think it's friendly enough?
I don't know. It's more like this is going to be heard by so many people. How is this the clearest way I can say it rather than just this kind of like word vomit, stream of consciousness thing? And I think by cleaning it up like that, it usually feels more like something that I could release into the world.
Accessible and like relatable, yeah, to more people. They can understand it.
Yeah,
more.
I think that's part of it, yeah. But then it's funny with Sunlight, the first album, I don't think we planned on it being something that resonated with lots of people, but they really did. It really did resonate with people. And I think that was us realizing that like nothing that we say or feel is that special. There's like a lot of universal experiences and that a lot of people are going through the same thing, especially at this age. And
so yeah. Sunlight was kind of a word vomit.
Mm-hmm.
And then it related. So. Yeah. And then you dialed it back.
I think a little bit. Yeah, maybe subconsciously. I'm just sort of thinking about it now that you're asking about it. So
that's the point, baby.
Yeah. Damn, you got me thinking.
I got me thinking on this chair. So you feel like you did try to make it more mass appeal and kind of tone down your feelings. Well, you should be true to yourself.
I think part of the intention of Here Comes Everybody was to talk about something more universal, like trying to speak to an experience I had from this perspective of someone that was like leaving that period of my life, leaving my early 20s and getting my mid-20s. Which is not really like much, like it wasn't something like moment where I like stepped through the door, but it felt like I'm just leaving a chapter behind.
It's not the biggest milestone, is it? But it's also, no. It is, yeah, it I'm is different. It feels, you're not 30?
No.
How old are you?
26.
Whoa, that's crazy. 26.
Yeah, we're all pretty, I'm the oldest by Ashton's, I got 2 weeks on Ashton. We're actually in the same hospital, born together, because I had complications, so I stuck around a bit longer.
Right, just waiting for him.
Yeah, just waiting for him to come out.
I'm
fine.
I can't live life without this.
Yeah.
So did you know each other when you were in the hospital?
Yeah.
Having coffee.
Yeah, we were hanging, yeah. No, we didn't meet until we were 19. Yeah.
Wow, yep. That's crazy. So two of you met in high school and two of you met in uni, correct?
Yep, Kieran and I met in high school. We were in a band together.
Yep.
And then Ashton and Amelia.
Oh, yes, Amelia.
And then
I met through a mutual friend when they were looking for a new bass player.
Pepper was like our savior. We thought, we were like, oh, I guess that's the band over. And then we found, well, we didn't actually think like that, but we were very stressed about like, holy shit, what's going to happen? And Pepper came in and like, I always remember saying the first rehearsal we had, she was like jumping around playing the songs in rehearsal. And it was the most invigorating little moment for all of us. It was so exciting. And that was it.
What about Pepper was perfect for the band? Because it'd be a hard spot to fill when you all have such distinct personalities, I guess, in the band.
Everything, I'm perfect.
Yeah.
That's what
that's
felt.
It.
Yeah.
Well, it's weird. Like, logistically speaking, we needed someone that was kind of able to spend a lot of time on the band but not get paid because none of us were getting paid. So that was like a massive ask. And Pepper was like, yeah, whatever, and did it. And then also someone that could sing really well, which Pepper can do, and play bass really well. And was young and excited about the prospect of being in a band and was like, whatever. And yeah, she just like went for it, which is crazy now in hindsight to think about someone just like, yeah, whatever.
I felt the same way. Like I remember getting in the car after the first rehearsal and calling my mom and I was almost in tears. I was just like, it was so much fun. Aww. Yeah, I loved it so much from the start. So yeah, very glad they took me on board.
Righto, there you go. Part one of Abby's chat for Oz Made with Spacey Jane, fresh out of Fremantle, WA. But now let's get on their track. They're performing live from the Oz Made stage. This song is called Lots of Nothing, right around the country. Jimmy, Nath, Abby. There you go, guys. Spacey Jane live on the Oz Made stage. The song is called Lots of Nothing. Right around the country, Jimmy, Nath, Abby on the airwaves. And right now, here is part two of Abby's chat on the Oz Made stage with the guys from Spacey Jane.
I saw somewhere that one of your fans had gone to 20-plus gigs of yours. Did you know about this? Someone like I think someone said
on
your socials that they
today,
had seen you guys 20 times.
That's amazing.
Does that kind of make you feel like, I know, is what's the thing that makes you feel like you've kind of made it or that you're connecting in the way that you want to? Is it things like that, having diehard fans, or is it how many vinyls you sell to me or something?
Seeing people's emotions in the crowd is really special.
I remember the first
when
time.
When people cry, I love it.
Yeah.
I cried for DMAs. I just wanted to hold it in for this for you guys. I'm sorry. I should have put it
I
out.
I appreciate that you held it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember the first time we saw people posting their Spotify Wrapped and we were their top artists. And that was like, whoa, we're someone's favorite band. Like, that's a wild concept. And I think maybe you take some little bits and pieces for granted. But it's so many little things that culminate to being this kind of unbelievable situation we're in.
Do you ever feel like a bit jaded? Like you kind of have to let it like bounce off you because otherwise you'll get an ego or something?
No. I think our default position is being in such disbelief that we're here and that it could sort of go away at any point that we feel, I don't know if we necessarily ever sat back and be like, we earned this. It's kind of like we're looking for the next thing and hoping that we can keep this alive. And like, we desperately want to make really good music still. Like, we don't think that we can just automatically make good music. Like, that's a fear that we all have. Like, is this going to be a good record? And is this going to be a good show? And how do we do that? And so I think those are the things that go through our mind more than anything. And I think if anything, we probably don't acknowledge enough of the nice things like that.
I was going to say, I think you should take the moment to sit back and try and absorb it. Because I think Australia's really bad as well for tall poppy syndrome and always thinking you have to do better and do more. But, I mean, everyone loves Spacey Jane. Everyone's obsessed. Like, we were all losing our shit when you guys agreed to do this.
It was a no-brainer for us.
Oh, my God. But I think that it's important that you can sit back and absorb it and maybe make some happy music or something.
We'll see about that.
So you're doing two songs for us. Yet and Lots of Nothing. So run us through Yet. It's a pretty intense song lyrically, and I think it's hard to not relate to it, you know, about needing to tell your friends that you're sad and finding the vulnerability and the strength to be able to do that. So is that from a particular time in your life or just in general?
Yeah, it's just more in general, I think, but something that I went through personally. Like, I think a lot of young people and young men go through in that, like pushing 20 or maybe it happens when you're 30. I don't know, but depends on where you are in your
young
life.
Yeah. I don't know what happens when you're 30.
Knows, but yeah, that period of like being vulnerable among your mates. And that's a really good experience I've had in this band. I think we all maybe share that experience of like being able to like be so open, and when you're feeling absolutely terrible and you have to be in this situation but so many people aren't, and it leads to these like it leads to resentment, I think, and it can make people grow apart. But we're lucky that we sort of like share things pretty openly, which is really nice.
Like, you used to glue yourself together not to start to resent each other and fight.
Yeah, it's good.
Wow, crazy.
I like that song. We actually thought I remember we were pushing for that to like it's gotta be a single. I don't know. We love that song so much.
I love that song. Yeah. I'm obsessed with that song. I think it's amazing. And then Lots of Nothing, you wrote it in 2020 and then you re-released it with Benny this year. Why the re-release? Just because she offered? And you're like, sure. Like, what's the deal? Because she's incredible. I met her once.
So good.
She's amazing. I'd be like, Benny, do whatever you want to me. It's fine.
Yeah. We basically did that with the song. I was like, here you go. I gave her like a one page of this is what it's about, kind of, here are the lyrics. And what you hear is 90% of what she'd done the first take. She just sent it back. And that was it. It wasn't supposed to happen. Well, it wasn't going to happen. She had some scheduling stuff. And then we woke up one morning and it was just in the inbox. The thing, it was so perfect. Yeah, she's crazy. Like, we all like her music and we knew she was good. But seeing someone turn that around like that and just fit in, like, that's really crazy songwriting. It was cool.
That's so amazing. Well, you guys are amazing. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you,
Thanks for having us.
Righto, guys, you want to see how that all played out, head to the Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield Instagram page. You'll see parts of the interview. You'll also see the live performance of Lots of Nothing by Spacey Jane. Until next week, that's it for Oz, mate. Right around the country, Jimmy Nath, Abby Chatfield for your Friday night. Welcome, everybody. If you haven't already, do yourself a favour, guys. Do yourself a bloody favour. The new dating series, F-Boy Island Australia, it is streaming now on Binge, and we've been doing this for the last couple of weeks. It is called the F-Boy Island Compensation Fund.
That's f***ed up.
That's f***ed up.
That's f***ed up.
adds up.
Welcome to the F-Boy Compensation Fund.
Yeah, if you've been effed over by an F-Boy, hit.com.au register. Abby Chatfield has control of the F-Boy Island Piggy Bank and apps. We've been helping out a few people of Australia who've registered and just compensating them a little bit for what those arseholes have done to them.
For what they've been through. We've had someone who was paying someone's phone bill.
Yep.
Have we had that?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, we are. To be fair, we have done a lot.
We've done a lot.
Yeah. We've had people that have been stood up or just had an average day. We had someone who accused someone of giving them head lice at one point, which we're still unsure what happened there. Yeah, but money is being given out regardless.
There's a few confusing ones. One time we didn't chat and I didn't really think about it afterwards, because I've never really had to think of it. Was that, remember that lady?
Because you are the F-boy.
Yeah, because I'm the F-boy.
Because he's like, this is a
these
bit
are
of
all
me.
People I've dated.
Reflecting on my actions, yeah. I thought.
And I've made a change. No, remember the lady who she got makeup done to go to his house for a first date?
Yes.
Yes.
Is that common for girls to feel like they need to put on a full face of makeup to head to a guy's house for on a first date?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's just up to the each to their own. But the thing with home dates that I hate is that I feel like if I put on a full face of makeup, it's like, whoa, trying too hard. And then if I put on no makeup at all, it's like, why didn't you put an effort in? So I spend so much time. I've spent so much time when people come to my house or go to their house where I'm like, put a little bit of blush on, but not so much that it's noticeable. Maybe one coat of mascara and a little dab of a concealer where I'm like, I spend longer doing a fake makeup than I would just doing a full face. So
Abby,
it is scary.
Let me tell you something. As two people who've seen the many faces of Abby Chatfield, you look beautiful regardless, mate. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, no, I know. Thanks.
Also, I think it says more about the blokes that you're dating if they're commenting on your face as soon as you arrive.
They're not, but I want to look like cool girl chill. Like I always look like a white singlet.
Okay, no. Back to Abby. Says a lot about you.
No, I'm just imagining they're looking through the little peephole in their door going, not home. Sorry.
No, but I'm always, if they come to my house, it's always cool girl, white singlet, no bra, and like a booty short, like a pajama short of some kind.
Yeah, you should see it, Nathan.
And my hair like half wet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I love it.
Do you know?
Yeah, I know.
No, I know. I love it. I've sent her away for not enough makeup, so that's...
I'm Meg's trying to going, find a happy medium between you two.
Meg's going, who's at the door, Nate?
It's just that makeupless woman again. Don't worry about it. All right, let's welcome somebody into the show who I believe has been very much effed over by an F-boy. Please welcome from Queensland, Danielle. Danny, we got you there.
Danielle, let's get into it.
Tell us a story, mate. What happened? Who effed you over?
Oh, ex-boyfriend or fiancé, I should say.
Okay.
Spent about $25,000 on a wedding and reception, planned everything, and he didn't show. I found out through my girlfriend, one of the bridesmaids, that he was having an affair with my sister.
Oh, you found that on your wedding day?
What? On the wedding day.
Oh,
2 hours beforehand, I found that out, and they both of them didn't show. To the wedding, so
was your,
I kind of pieced it together.
Was your sister not? Was your sister in the bridal party? Was she supposed to be?
No.
Were you close with your sister?
Yeah, pretty much until probably about, I think just grew apart over the years.
Wow.
And yeah, I was never really that close, obviously.
How did your fiance meet her? Just through you?
Just through a bunch of our friends. I think we all went to school at the same time. And just through a bunch of our friends.
Is your friend with the ex now?
Sorry.
Well, my sisters can also
was
be friends.
My sister was with him for 2 years and they have a 2-year-old daughter together. But then he left her, he cheated on her and left her.
Oh my god.
So how did your friend find out? Did they know the whole time and they were like, we have to tell you, or did they find out that he wasn't coming, or what was that moment for your friend that told you?
My friend had seen them out and about on dates and things, but just didn't think too much into it at the time. But then because everyone gives a hug at the end of the day or whatever to say goodbye. But then she's seen them kissing.
Jeez.
Yeah. All right. You didn't want to tell me because she didn't want to upset me. And then she told me because I was about to get married.
Danny, let's try and fix these for you. Abs, reach into the bank. What have we got? What have we got for Danny? I feel like we need something big for Danny here. How can we compensate her?
I've got $1,900 for Danny.
Oh, my
is that all
goodness.
Right, Danny?
How's that?
$1,900.
Oh, my God, guys.
Will that take the blow a little bit?
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, she's done it.
Oh, thank you,
Danny,
guys.
I'm so sorry that happened, but also you did get sweet revenge.
Yeah. The Biebs for your Friday night. Jimmy Nath, Abby on the airwaves. Pretty much this time last week, Jim, you and I, we headed down to Melbourne Park to complete our push-up. Domimo, 3,144 push-ups had to be completed. We needed as many people down there as possible. Here is part one of the day we rocked up for the push-up challenge for our push-up Domimo last week. Righto, Jim, here we are. We've made it. Melbourne Park Grand Slam Oval, Jimmy and Ace Domimo. It looks pretty sexy. I'm not going to lie.
Looks good. There's also no people here, so currently it'll be Nathan and I doing 3,144 push-ups.
I'm too scared to do the maths, but
I
that know, is...
I think half of that would be...
A f*** load.
Beep that out.
Beep that out. look, we're hoping that people come down here. I was about to go, guys, come on down, but you wouldn't have heard this because this isn't going anywhere until after the event.
You see a mic in front of you, you think it's live radio.
I think we're live on the air right
now. 13,160 if you're on your way.
Look, we're hoping for 3,144 people to be down here, Jim, because unfortunately that's the amount of people that we lost to suicide last year.
Yeah, in 2021.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 2 years ago. So, look, doesn't matter how many people come down, Nath, that's the amount of push-ups we're going to be doing here. So, again, I was also about to say, come on down.
fingers crossed people come down, otherwise we're doing a shitload of push-ups. All right, everybody. First of all, thank you so much for coming out to Jimmy Nath's push-up Domimo. Can I get a little good. That was good.
Yep. It may not sound like 3,144 people because it's not.
No, it absolutely is. Isn't that right? Yeah. I heard 3,143. We're one short, yes. So plenty of time. Hey, guys, obviously the main reason we want to get you all out here today is to raise awareness for Movember, to encourage people to do the push-up challenge as well, which is something very important to both Jim and I. And doing so, we're going to get everybody around this big moustache here, and together we are going to achieve 3,144 push-ups. So, guys, how this is going to work is, as you can see, we've got this beautiful outline of the big moustache here, the Movember moustache, and we're going to be laying down, I guess, head to toe, spread out around this entire thing. And the point of this is to get 3,144 push-ups. It will operate like a domino, essentially, or domimo. Yeah? It'll start at one end, and then you won't be at the same time. It'll start with one person, and then it'll keep going like dominoes, and we'll do laps until we achieve that number. We have decided that Jimmy and I, because we're making you all do this, we're going to do the 144 at the end. So together, you guys all need to do 3,000 push-ups. Is that okay? We love this. All right, Jim, you count, mate, and then we'll do the quick math afterwards.
I'm gonna show
how many push-ups we're putting in
for. All right, I'm gonna start here, then I'm gonna go around. Ready?
6.5 hours later.
How many?
94.
94. All right, 3,000 divided by 94. Everyone's doing 34 push-ups. What do you reckon, guys? Okay, yeah, pretty happy with that. Post Malone, Jimmy Nath, Abby on the airwaves right around Australia. This time last week, Jim, you and I, we were down at Melbourne Park to complete the push-up Domimo, 3,144 push-ups, of course, in partnership with Movember and the push-up challenge. You just heard the Domimo was set. We had people in a beautiful outline around the moustache. We needed 34 push-ups each from all of them, and then you and I would finish off the number with 144 push-ups. Again, you can see all of this on our socials at Jimmy Nath. It looked absolutely awesome. We had a drone down there, and a big shout-out to everybody who came down. But right now, the moment that we potentially or potentially not finish 3,144 push-ups for our push-up Domimo.
So, on a fresh, sunny Saturday morning, it was time for Jimmy and Nave's Domimo.
All right, Jim. 30 laps, 94 people, the Domimo. It's going to start with our friend Dylan. Dylan, you've got a big job to start this off. How are you feeling, mate?
I'm pretty nervous, to be honest with you.
But he didn't have time to be nervous for long.
All right, here we go, guys. All right, 30 laps. Everyone doing it. One push-up. We'll tell you when it's your go. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1. It's away. What? Go, 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 go. Yes.
Yes! This is, it's on its way! You gotta push up! There's a dog! Hello! Let's go! Push up! Oh, that's a very good push up. Well done.
The boys kept on running and the people kept on pushing.
Let's get a cheer for lap 5!
Lap 5!
Lap 6, here we go! Here we go, coming in on lap 7. Alright, here we go, guys. Lap 17, let's hear it. We got this. Guys, we're officially halfway. Let's do it!
At halfway, Nate stopped off for a quick chat with someone.
This is Trav, everybody, the founder of Movember. I mean, now I have only just found out that you've had some shoulder recos as well, yet you still put your hand up to do this. How is the body feeling so far?
It's holding up pretty well.
Yeah.
Thank God. I did read the email that said one push-up, I must admit. So I was like, that I can do.
Yeah, that was in radio called Smoke and Mirrors.
Yeah. you'd think I'd know after all these years. But to be honest, for the 3,144 people that take their lives and lose their lives due to suicide, it's just so important, you know. It's that, you know, early intervention we know works. So the more awareness and just talking and, you know, shining the light on such a dark subject, it's got to be a good thing, right?
Absolutely. And when you see all these people down here to want to be a part of something like this on a sunny yet a little bit chilly Melbourne Saturday morning, how does it make you feel?
It's unbelievable. I mean, the humbling experience that I get from Movember just constantly, I'm like speechless, right? Because I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you know. For someone to commit their face for 30 days and 30 nights, look like a creep, itchy, your loved ones and whatnot are off you and all that kind of thing, you know, that just blows my mind. But then to see people doing these things as well and people running in from all over the country and whatnot, it's, you know what, we've all got a common goal, right? And that's just to sort of honour and serve the men that we're here to, you know, protect.
Back on the field, it was the final push.
Lap 22, guys, let's do it! All right, two more laps, guys, here we go!
Nath gave some last-minute motivation.
All right, here we go, guys, let's hear it. We're about to finish the dummy bar, here we go! All right, now, let's get this done. Let's rip it off like a Band-Aid. Let's count them out. We need 10 from everybody. In 3, 2, 1, 10.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well done, everybody! I'm glad you guys are done because we still going to do 144.
And a promise is a promise. And as the boys got down on the ground, the people gathered to cheer them on.
After running around for so long, could they do 144 push-ups?
144 push-ups to finish it off.
Let go.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
This is no longer about Jimmy and Nate doing push-ups. This is about two best friends who have known each other for years, sweating it out for what they believe in.
Come on, Jimmy! Yeah! Come on! You can do it! Come on!
Four more! Four more! Let's go!
40. Welcome to the end of the week. You're probably partying. You're probably not listening to the radio. You're probably at home. You're probably out. And if you're listening, you're probably in a cab after a few white wines. But that's okay.
Or if you're listening at home, you've made the smart decision.
Yeah, well done. Stay in tonight, guys. Put the radio on. Did you hear that? Listen to this. This is my microphone. Oh.
Do it again.
You're having to listen to this, right? This is my microphone.
It's floppy mic.
Yeah.
Oh, it's hard.
That's gonna start. Hang on, wait. Oh, hang on. I talked over it. Anyway, who needs sound effects?
We're doing our self code.
Live in the studio. Don't waste your time with your dings and incorrects, no. You've got a microphone.
Like everyone's like, ah, the old dings and incorrects.
Sometimes the funniest stuff that happens are the unplanned noises, like my microphone doing that.
They certainly are. Friday.
Yeah, Friday. Oh, guys, we've got to tell you, the Born Funny podcast, episode 4 is out right now with the very funny... sorry, mate, you forgot to hit the cough button.
Sorry.
You can tell it's Friday. I know we are doing live sound effects on the
See?
Show.
This is live. If this was...
Sorry,
Australia. If this wasn't live, we'd edit...
And we would have edited that out, too.
Born Funny! Episode 4 out now with Jed Fricker.
Yeah, head to our Instagram, guys. We'll tell you how to get the podcast. Or just search Jimmy Nath, wherever you get your podcast from. Of course, it is Jimmy and I catching up with Australia's funniest people and answering the question whether or not they were born funny. Luke McGregor was episode 1. Then we had Matt O'Kine, Dave Hughes, Jen Fricker is absolutely awesome. Head to our Instagram, at Jimmy Nath. You've got to listen to it. Episode 5 out this Sunday with 6 p.m. I said 6 p.m. Love that comedian.
I can't make fun, Nath. I haven't said anything correct so far.
I don't even remember who it is, so stick around. I'm sure we'll tell you over the weekend. Guys, on the way.
Keep an eye on the search for
On the way.
Google it.
Honestly, it won't come up on Google because it's... Anyway.